This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember that big Pacific trade deal we've been telling you so much about? The one with 12 countries, 40% of global GDP wrapped up in Atlanta earlier this month? That one? Yeah, well, sad to say, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is old news. We've got new trade talks to tell you about. The Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, TTIP for short, is what it's called. The players this time are the U.S. and Europe, which is, yes, already one of our biggest trading partners. Negotiators are down in Miami as we speak, but as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains, this deal still has a long, long way to go.
TTIP, TPP, here's a pitch for why you should care about these alphabet soup trade deals. This is John Gillingham, a fellow at the Harvard Center for European Studies.
You can be for it or you can be against it, but you should be aware of the fact that the implications of it extend far beyond talks about, you know, trade and tariffs. It is going to provide a kind of economic constitution globally.
If both agreements are finalized, the Pacific deal still needs to get through Congress. It's maybe halftime in European negotiations. And those talks are not a copy-paste of the newly finished Pacific ones, says Susan Ariel Aronson. She's a professor at George Washington University.
Basically, these are wealthy, industrialized countries with good governance. And so we're really arguing over the type of regulation and how to regulate.
Interestingly, I think this deal is harder for the Europeans than it is for the Americans.
Edward Alden is with the Council on Foreign Relations. He says in the Trans-Pacific deal, opponents worried about diluting U.S. standards on things like labor and the environment. Now in the Trans-Atlantic, it's Europeans worried about weaker U.S. standards tied to issues like consumer safety and health.
We clean our chicken, for instance, in mild chlorine baths to get rid of bacteria and other things. The Europeans find that appalling. We eat all sorts of crops made from genetically modified seeds. European consumers don't like that at all.
There's already been a series of protests against TTIP in Europe, including at least 150,000 people in Berlin earlier this month. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.